working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of the legendary Dizzy Gillespie with our special guest, Stan Kessler. Dr. Pearl offers up some sage advice to Bill Gates, and Dizzy's big hit, Night in Tunisia, turns into a tourism promo for Miami. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello, everyone.
It is so good to see everybody. And, you know, we're being listened to in Miami right now.
Hello, Miami.
WDNA FM 88.9 Miami. That's right. You know, and before we get to the good music and good times, you know, hey, gang, with Halloween right around the corner, there's a story I read about some treats that you need to watch for when the kids walk around the neighborhood. A company near Philadelphia, and this is true, they're actually selling candy with an unusual shape that's kind of freaking people out. What do you think the candy looks like? You know, making people so upset. What do you think?
Okay, my guess would be Rick Perry.
No.
That would freak me out.
Kitty litter.
No. Ooh, that's no.
A condom.
Oh, hey. No, absolutely not. No, the novelty supply company called Kalan LP is actually selling this candy. It's shaped like marijuana. And they're calling it pothead ring post and pothead sour gummy candies.
Oh.
This is for real.
I've seen it on TV, Pete.
Yeah?
Yeah. That melts in your mouth, not in your head.
Oh, man.
Okay, while Pete fills out his candy order, here's our own Nedra Dixon to sing a hoarse silver tune that Dizzy Gillespie Big Band recorded on the album Live in Newport, 1957. Doodling.
Using the phone booth, making a few calls, doodling weird things, using the booth walls. I got me a big date, I'm waiting for my cat. He's putting his light on so he can look deep. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting, doodling away. Sitting and dining, dinner beginning, started designing, using the linen. Just talking to my date and doodling my bit. The waiter got salty, told him please quit. Told the waiter don't be dizzy. Can't you see I'm very busy doodling away? Do you doodle all day? Said the waiter in his way. Do you doodle all night? Told the waiter he was right in your doodling way. Why does every single thing I see look exactly like a doodle to me? If I ever had a doubt what life is all about, I get my pencil out and commence to doodling. And I find it so relaxing, especially when I feel that my life is really taxing. Cause we design, they only show what's going on in better minds. Cause when you doodle, then your noodle's flying blind. Everything that you write just conceivably might be a thought that you catch and walk up in a week. Doodling takes you beyond what you think. Then you draw what you think. I'd be so lost without my doodling. It really helps to ease my mind. I'd be tempest-tossed without my doodling. When I'm doodling, that's one thing I find. I really, waiter, the waiter had me arrested. Took me to Bellevue, where I was tested. I got me a doctor, probing my noodle. Before he was half done, I taught him to doodle. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger. And then I went through your finger, doodling away. The doctor was real nice, told him to be cool. Looked at the waiter, called him a big fool. He looked at my baby and told him to feel free. Taught him to doodle so he could bug me. When he put his arms around me, but to his surprise he found me doodling away.
Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. You know, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz giant John Burke's Dizzy Gillespie. Born in North Carolina, Gillespie started playing the piano at the age of 4 and taught himself trombone and trumpet by the time he was only 12. Inspired to play jazz by his boyhood idol, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy's first professional job was with the Frank Fairfax Orchestra in 1935. Later, he joined Edgar Hayes and Teddy Hill, essentially replacing Eldridge in 1937, when he made his first recording called King Porter Stomp.
In 1939, Dizzy joined Cab Calloway, who fired him 2 years later after a notorious altercation between the two. Calloway didn't approve of Dizzy's mischievous humor and adventuresome approach to soloing. During one performance, Cab saw a spitball land on stage and accused Dizzy of throwing it. An argument led to Calloway striking Dizzy, who then pulled out a switchblade. Before band members could separate them, legend has it that Calloway was cut on the hand. Hottie, 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 ouch.
And I believe that was the world's first cutting contest.
Oh!
Billy Eckstine's band gave Dizzy's unusual harmonies a better setting. And as a member of that ensemble, he was reunited with Charlie Parker, who he met years right before that here in Kansas City. In 1945, Dizzy left Eckstine to form a small combo with Parker, and they jammed at Minton's Playhouse up in Harlem. Parker had a unique musical system, adding chords to existing chord progressions and implying additional chords within the improvised lines. This technique made Gillespie compositions like Groovin' High, Woody and You, and Salt Peanuts sound radically different than all the music that was popular at the time.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of Dizzy Gillespie's greatest hits. To get that done, we're going to need a great trumpet player and our special guest and dear friend to 12th Street Jump, Stan Kessler.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, Stan.
Thanks, Pete. Good to be back.
You are absolutely one of my favorites, and I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for everybody when I say one of our favorites.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Why is Dizzy so awesome still to this day? Why does he still stand out?
Well, we're all still trying to live up to his legacy. He pretty much reinvented, he and Charlie Parker reinvented jazz by creating bebop, which meant faster tempos, more notes, more chords, more practicing.
So you have to work a little hard
tonight. Oh, yeah, you could put it that way. Yeah.
Are we paying you for this overtime?
Maybe if I was paid by the note, I'd be making lots of money.
All right. Well, I'm going to get you back on that horn. Hey, Joe, what tune are we going to start with?
This is a tune that Dizzy Gillespie wrote that was originally entitled Whispering. He took the chord changes to that tune and created an alternate melody. He calls it Groovin' High. Thank you.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl here can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Don in Hollywood. He writes, Dr. Pearl, I used to live in Miami and really dug it when people called me Sonny. In the 1980s, I was the king of Collins Avenue. I had fancy clothes and fast cars, and nobody ever told me I couldn't sing. Hey, you know, I was even married to Melanie Griffith when she still had her original face. Now I'm driving a Chevy and wearing Walmart sweatpants. Can you help me get my South Beach mojo back?
Ooh, I don't know, but I'll help you as best I can. You used to drive a Ferrari, always dressed so nice. Hey. But sonny, you lost your job when Miami lost its vice. Hey. Can't save your acting, but one thing I can promise, you'll always be more famous than that Philip Michael Thomas.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
here's some Miami advice.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
a change of venue would be nice.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
how about Orlando Vice? And change your name to Davy Crockett.
All right, this next letter is from Bill in Seattle. He writes, Bill in Seattle writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm not one to speak ill of the dead, especially this close to Halloween, but I'm getting tired of everybody talking about Steve Jobs. He didn't invent the apple, you know. That was Johnny Appleseed. And if adding an eye to a word makes it cool, then how come nobody likes wearing an eye patch, huh? Okay, you're right. I'm jealous. I just want to be remembered like Steve when I finally get my last blue screen. What can I do?
Oh, Bill in Seattle. I'm gonna give you what I got, but you need to mellow out, respect it, and the Johnny Appleseed thing is a little wrong. Talk to Eve from the very beginning. Check with her. That thing existed long before Johnny did. Here we go. Steve Jobs getting kudos, you don't think that it's fair. Bill, you always will be remembered for your really ugly hair. The Mac is better than Windows, in fact, no one can debate. If you want to get to heaven, change your name to Pearly Gates.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
The public will change its tune.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Just pray you don't go too soon.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
While people still remember Zune, try giving more money away. To me.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
What's Zune? I don't know what that is.
Bill, it's starting to fade. It's starting to fade.
If you got problems, Dr. Pearl's here to help. And don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
In addition to his contributions to bebop, Dizzy was instrumental in the birth of Afro-Cuban jazz. He was introduced to conga drum player Chano Pozo by Mario Baza, a trumpet player who helped Dizzy through the lean times by getting him gigs in Latin dance bands. Pozo became a member of Dizzy's jazz band, adding an exciting new layer of sound to his music.
Gillespie's most famous contribution to Afro-Cuban music were the composition Manteca and Tintindeo, both co-written with Pozo. He discovered and nurtured important Latin jazz artists like Arturo Sandoval and Paquito de la Rivera while researching music while visits to Cuba.
You know, I have no idea why that name trips us up. It's so simple. Here's Stan and the band performing Gillespie's classic Afro-Cuban jazz composition, Manteca.
Thank you.
How about Stan and the band? Give it up. Are those drums broken? Do we need a repair?
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Apple stockholders had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Barack says sign the jobs bill. The Congress, they keep balking.
Yes, they do.
This country needs those jobs.
But Congress, they keep squawking. Tell me, why do we elect officials who don't seem to know how to chew gum while walking?
Paul McCartney, he got married. It's his third so far. You know that Beatle, he got married. Third nuptial so far. But the bride needs something old and blue, so they invited Ringo Starr.
Herman Cain, he's now front runner with his plan called 999. But the rich, they still like Romney. His plan's called Mine, Mine, Mine.
Are they any stores not selling shots to prevent the flu?
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Okay, here's Stan Kessler and the band with the Juan Tizol composition Dizzy Gillespie recorded with Oscar Peterson on the Pablo label, Caravan.
Thank you.
Dan Kessler, everybody.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Jazz.
If you like jazz, like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassi, what's going on in the world of jazz?
You know, Pete, I was looking at the Jazz Top 50. Did you know there was such a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, jazzweek.com, you can find it. Mm-hmm. You know, just a few weeks back, we had our good friend Giacomo Gates last fall, I guess.
That's right.
He's got a new one out called The Revolution Will Be Jazz, the songs of Gil Scott-Heron. It's number one on the jazz charts. Just last week in Kansas City, big festival at 18th and Vine. Where did they go? They came here. They came right here. That's Warren right. Wolf on the vibraphone, number three, with his brand new CD, Warren Wolf. Man, great stuff. Cool stuff. Christian McBride. And he was here last week, too. Number 26 on the jazz charts. Mike LaDon, he was here a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And Mark Winkler at 49 on the jazz charts will be with us in a couple of weeks here on 12th Street Jump.
Too cool. That's as good as it gets.
That's dizzy.
That's cool.
It's cool.
That's Stan Kessler style cool.
It's cool.
You know, besides trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, we celebrate the birthdays of two other leading horn players. How about Jazz at Lincoln Center artistic director Wynton Marsalis? That's right. Roy Hargrove. As well as Eddie Harris, Jerry Braganzi, and Don Bias. Two guitar virtuosos, Howard Alden and Barney Kessel, actually both born on October 17th. It's a good day for music. Eddie Daniels, Ray Anderson, Bobby Troup. You might remember Route 66 and Girl Talk, a couple jazz standards. And by the way, the guy was also married to a gorgeous torch singer. She was hot. Julie London, how about that? It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild jazz, 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 jazz.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. There's more to come on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl, here's something I bet you didn't know about Dizzy. In 1964, he ran for president, promising to change the name of the White House to the Blues House. And he was actually going to make Phyllis Diller his VP.
Wow. A black guy and a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what we have right now?
He also promised to make Duke Secretary of State, Miles, the director of CIA, and Ray Charles, the Librarian of Congress.
What about Louis Armstrong as ambassador to China?
Oh, Pearl, don't say it.
Hello, Dalai Lama. This is Louis.
Hey, before Pearl starts an international incident, let's celebrate another birthday with Wynton Marsalis' composition, Hesitation. Thank you.
You know, as great a jazz artist as he was, Dizzy Gillespie had to get through some hard times too.
That's right, like his famous composition, A Night in Tunisia. I bet you didn't know that was originally a commercial for the Sunny Sahara, North Africa Tourist Bureau.
I feel a leg pull coming on.
No, it's true. Yes. That commercial put ha-ha-hee-ha-ho-ho on the map.
I thought you were just clearing your throat, but God bless you.
No, A Night in Tunisia was so popular that Dizzy wrote another version for the Dade County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
You mean the home of 88.9 FM WDNA, our new station affiliate in Miami.
Yes, that's right.
Well, what happened to that version?
Well, until I recently discovered the lyrics, it was lost for more than 50 years.
I guess it's easy to lose things in Florida.
Yeah, just ask Al Gore.
Ouch.
Try spending the night in Miami where nobody ever eats late. Early bird special, 'cause everyone's in bed by eight.
A special place, that's Miami, where old Jewish people can't drive. Instead they play Mahjong while sitting in traffic on the 95.
Snowbirds still driving, a Rambler or Nash.
All you can see is knuckles over the dash.
Pass parking meters, they never need cash.
Snowbirds are driving now. Throw off the trash.
Turn signal lights, continue to flash.
Turn right on Collins and you're gonna crash.
You'll see. If you want to win an election, there's votes in the state to be had. But don't make the mistake that Al Gore did in trusting a guy named Hanging Chad.
And he keeps moving backwards, the earliest anyone's seen. If we get our way, we'll be voting 3 days after Halloween.
When it comes to elections, they think it's a sport.
Democrats run, but they always fall short.
The media sees, but it doesn't report.
'Cause it doesn't matter who we support.
If he hates Castro, won't tax her or abort.
The winner gets picked by the damn Supreme Court.
You'll see. When spending the night in Miami, South Beach, a cool place to go. You'll see more skin than at Hooters. It's all on the butt of J-Lo.
The Rays are out of the playoffs. The Marlins are nothing but booze. The Heat is on strike for the season. LeBron is getting more tattoos.
The weather's so humid, you sweat like a pig.
Ocean's polluted, so don't take a swig.
Hurricane's coming, it's usually big.
Board up your windows and tie down your rig.
It's gonna be windy, hang on to your wig.
Weathermen leaving, they all hate this gig.
You'll see. When spending the night in Miami, you'll have fun like everyone has.
You're here, please give a listen to 88.9 FM WDNA.
It's Sirius J.
Now here's our own David Bassey to sing a tune Dizzy Gillespie sang himself. School Days.
School Days, School Days, the old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, all to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my calico bundle of joy. I was your bashful barefoot boy. Hump-dip, hump-de-dump-dip, sitting on a Humpty Dumpty on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a ball. All the king's horses, all the king's men, cut a put Humpty back again. Mary, Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, fleece white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, no lamb, no gold. Jackie, Jackie Horner, sitting in a corner. Jackie Horner in the corner, eating Christmas pie. Stuck in a stump, pulled out a plum, said, what a great guy am I. Oh, in and out the window, baby, in and out the window, yeah. In and out the window, in and out the window, yeah. In and out the window, and hurry off to school.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show. with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.